Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get more on the Browns as we head out to talk to our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like we got a ton too far from where we were last week. I will say we did get to see Dylan Gabriel actually play football. Daryl, I know that you had pointed to, especially in the eyes of the fans, he had to play better than Shador did. Do you think he lived up to that, or did he fall short of it?
No, he definitely fell short. I mean, let's see. Shador had 2 touchdown passes, and Dylan Gabriel had 2 turnovers.
What did you think outside of the turnovers, what you saw from Dylan Gabriel, just what you were expecting to see based on what you saw in training camp to what he produced on the field?
Nah, I mean, he was better, but it was hard for him to be any worse than what we were seeing in training camp. So, look, I have given him his flowers, his credit for not going out and stinking up the place. I still don't believe he's a legitimate NFL quarterback. I think he's a backup at best, but you know, maybe he'll prove me wrong. And you know what? Hopefully he does. Should he get the opportunity to start for this football team, which I think at some point he probably will this season. But the reality is that he was excellent on third down. He moved the offense. He put together multiple scoring drives. The opening drive was a thing of beauty. Taking almost over 8 minutes off the clock in doing so. So, again, I give him credit for how he played, but there are some things like, oh, I don't know, he didn't exactly do it against the defending Super Bowl champs first-team defense. And, I feel like that there's still a lot of areas in his game where he needs to be better. And also, too, they didn't take a lot of shots down the field. He managed his time on the field, did it well, but let's not act like he was ripping off 20, 25, 30-yard passes with regularity here.
Daryl, we're going to get back to the quarterbacks coming up here, but obviously news coming down from training camp today is that Denzel Ward went down at practice. Early reports are that the shoulder injury that he suffered is not expected to be anything serious. I know Jordan Schultz had that report. Take me through it. What happened on the field? What did you see?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a one-on-one drill. He was defending Jerry Jeudy and didn't notice anything at first. And then next thing you know, he's over, hunched over on the sideline there, and a trainer comes over to him, and as it's going on and on, it's like, he hurt something. And then he actually went out for another team rep after a little bit, you know, taking a little time to, you know, let things calm down. He went out for a rep, and then he came off the field and walked inside. So, look, we were told Greg Newsom's shoulder injury was not all that serious, and we got to see him in team drills for the first time since August 1st. Okay, so that's about nearly 3 weeks. So I, you know, hopefully there is no major injury there, but let's not go pop the bubbly just yet, because again, we've heard the it's not serious, and Greg Newsom missed nearly 3 weeks. So hopefully that's not going to be the case here with Denzel Ward.
All right, Daryl, let's play worst case scenario, or I guess bad case scenario. I don't know, that'd be worse, but if he did have to
there's always worse.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going. I was like, but I don't know that we've quite gotten to worst case scenario, but if he does have to miss, you know, any assortment of time, what does that mean for the Browns defense, and how big of missing Denzel actually impacts, you think, them on the field?
Tremendously. Look, the secondary's got a lot of questions right now. The loss of Martin Emerson was huge to that ruptured Achilles early in camp. That was a devastating injury for the back end of that defense. So, you know, they're going to really need Greg Newsom to really play well opposite of Denzel Ward. And just looking at the timeline here, right? I mean, you are less than 3 weeks away from your season opener. it's not a lot of time for him to get well. It's about 2.5 weeks, you know, between now and September 7 against the Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, hopefully whatever happened today, it isn't a big deal. He maybe just needs to take a couple of days off. And cross your fingers that he is available for week one, because Denzel Ward feasts on the Cincinnati Bengals historically in his career. So you definitely want him out there so you get an opportunity to, you know, start the season off on the right foot. And if you watch that preseason game between the Bengals and the Commanders last night, there's definitely going to be opportunity for the Browns in week one.
Daryl Reiter, our very own Cleveland Sports beat reporter, with us here on the hotline. Daryl, let's get back to quarterback. Joe Flacco, as expected, named the week one starter. Looking at it, what do we think that the earliest is that Joe would go from the starter to the backup, obviously barring injury or anything crazy?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to say. And I thought Joe handled that well, and no expectation that he wouldn't when he got asked. And he just basically says, hey, we all know what this is, right? And so he knows. He has to go out there and play well. He has to help the Browns win games early in the season. And if not, the organization is going to make a change. That's just life in the big city and the way she goes, especially when the owner of the team comes out a couple weeks earlier and says, oh, yeah, Kevin knows the assignment. We're going to see these rookie quarterbacks at some point this season. So Joe's job is twofold. One, actually threefold, I should say. One, go out there, play well. Two, help the Cleveland Browns win games. And three, keep the rookies on the bench.
So if you go through and you're Joe, if he's able to go 17 games, obviously from like an NFL perspective, that probably means that you're winning football games, and that's a good thing. But within Cleveland, is it a failure essentially if Joe Flacco?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Goes out and plays 17.
Well, if he plays 17 games, I believe then the Browns are in the playoffs, and therefore it's not a failure. That's the only way he plays 17 games in my mind. I do not believe that that is going to happen this year. I certainly am not rooting against that, but I'm being realistic. This is a franchise that needs at least three quarterbacks just to get through the regular season schedule. Okay, so I have no expectation he's playing 17 games this year. Hope he does again, because if that happens, that means the Browns are winning a lot of games and they're a playoff team. And he will have given them no reason to put him on the bench. So, that's just kind of where I'm at there. As long as he's playing well and they're winning, Joe Flacco is going to be the quarterback. When he doesn't play well and they start piling losses up, like we have unfortunately become accustomed to watching here in Cleveland over the last 26 years or so, well, then you're going to see a quarterback change get made.
And Darrell, what does that mean for if it were somehow to happen and the Browns pulled off the miracle that is make it to the playoffs this year? What does that mean for Andrew Berry? Obviously, you get the credit for bringing Joe in the first place, but I think people would probably diminish that credit considering he was gone. And you used two picks on a quarterback that you're probably reaching back into the well in 2026 once again without ever seeing them play.
Well, I mean, look, Joe Flacco's 40 years old, okay? I don't think it's a poor reflection on Andrew Berry at all, other than, I don't know, maybe they should have brought him back last year, but they could ill afford to do anything that compromised Deshaun Watson's ego. It's why they got rid of Alex Van Pelt and brought in Ken Dorsey, right? It's why they got away from their zone blocking scheme, which the entire offensive line was built for, and they did at such a premier level and ultimately led to a lot of guys being frustrated last season because of them getting away from that. And now this year they're back to, as I call it, the bread and butter. I just feel like being true to their identity is going to be very, very important. And I think the identity of this football team is going to be a similar strategy to what you saw with Dillon Gabriel in Philadelphia over the weekend, and that is they're going to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands as quickly as possible. They're going to use receivers and tight ends and running backs on these short crossing routes. They're going to try a little misdirection, and then they're also going to try and pound the ball right down the opposition's throat. And so the fact that this line is right now it's healthy. It is a line that has played together for multiple years outside of DeJuan Jones. And so my expectation is that at least early in the season, this should look okay. It's when you get into the meat of the schedule there and you get a little deeper. If they lose some games early, then you know what happens, right? Injuries pile up. And, confidence starts to wane and things like that. So I think it's critically important for them to get off to a positive start. And historically, under Kevin Stefanski, September into early October is pretty kind to them. The issues tend to pop up late October into January.
Darrell, I meant to ask you, when it comes to Dillon Gabriel, obviously he performs over the weekend and then during the third quarter does the CBS interview with Aditi Kinkabwala and makes the some of us are entertainers, some of us are competitors comment. Is there any way that was a signal towards Shador, and it was or wasn't? Was it a stupid comment to make?
No, I'm going to get a little egotistical and say he was talking to me.
Straight at you, right at Daryl Ryder?
Yep, right at me, right at others that have been critical of his performance throughout camp. And, where he might be in the lexicon of professional football. I never once thought that was a shot at Shador. I was curious if it was. When I saw the quote, the first thought in my head was, I need to see the question that got asked. I need to see the context. I need to see the full quote. Because, look, you can parse a quote and get your headline. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happened to him very unfairly on Saturday, not just from well-respected national reporters, but from the league's own account. And that was unfortunate. And that's why on my Sunday show and every show I've been on since, I've actually been defending Dylan Gabriel, because I don't think he said anything that was wrong. I don't think he said anything that was inappropriate. And I certainly didn't get the impression he was trying to take a shot at Shedeur Sanders.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us on the hotline. Daryl, outside of quarterback, 3-year contract for Isaiah Bond probably means, if I had to take a guess, that he's going to be on the roster when the cutdowns come. How close does that send Diontae Johnson into being a cut candidate in this wide receiver room?
Well, it certainly makes it a little more difficult for him, right? And that's something that, I mean, look, we knew when they brought Diontae in, it was a low risk with potential for high reward type of a move, right? And so, unfortunately, things started out well, but for whatever reason, in the last week and a half or so, it's not been as clean and as smooth as you would like it to be on the field. There's going to be some tough decisions in that receiver room, and mostly because I don't believe that the Cleveland Browns have the talent required. You've got four guys in that receiver room right now that are making the team: Bond, Jamari Thrash, Cedric Tillman, and Jerry Jeudy. And there's only one of those players that is a known quantity, and that's Jerry Jeudy. And that is a very scary position to be in, especially when you have such an uncertain situation at your quarterback, even though, again, you've got the veteran Joe Flacco leading you off.
Daryl, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. I look forward to talking to you next week when we'll be in full gear getting ready for the regular season against the Cincinnati Bengals for week one.
Next week will be killing time until the regular season gets here. Then we got cut down, too. We got the initial 53, so it'd be a pretty intriguing time.
Got plenty to talk about. Daryl, I appreciate you.
You betcha.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say coming back here in 5 minutes as well. Denzel Ward, you got to miss time. Does that put a dagger in the defense? Right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.